It's 2:46 Central Time, 49 degrees in Urbana. You're tuned to the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. In this portion of the program, we continue our series of occasional interviews with or about people who are making a difference in our world, leading us to better lives in stronger communities. My guest this afternoon is Dr. Shirley Blair, a psychologist. She is the vice president of the American-Moroccan International Exchange. The not-for-profit organization, run by volunteers, was founded in 2004 by a girl of 12, a Moroccan-American. Her name, Iman Balali. Dr. Blair joins me to talk about the mission of the American-Moroccan International Exchange, or AMI, how it was founded, and its accomplishments to date. Dr. Blair, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
You're welcome. I'm happy to be here.
How was it that Iman Balali saw a need and decided that she, a girl of 12, could make a difference?
Well, I think that's the amazing part of it. We think just because we're one person that we can't make a difference. But Iman, this happened right after 9/11. When Iman was experiencing concern of her relatives in Morocco as well as Americans about their safety, when in reality they were not in peril at all, and they were quite bewildered by all the concern. And so they began to a series of dinner talks with the family, and Iman decided that she wanted to do something. So her parents, in supporting her and encouraging that kind of thought, their first trip sent them back to Morocco with school supplies in 2004. And from that grew the actual exchange program and a sister city relationship, and it continues to expand in multiple ways to foster this idea of peace and understanding between cultures. Because for Iman, it was confusing to her that these kind of stereotypes and images, both in Morocco and in the United States, were erroneous. And she set out not only to clear up those negative stereotypes that we receive, but also to build something that could bridge this wonderful expression into peace and understanding between cultures.
How does the exchange work?
Well, the exchange works in that we, and I think this is what is different and interesting about AMI, is that this is not a normal student exchange program. We just don't send people over to Morocco and then continue to do so each year. We're really trying to get children to understand the idea of culture and what happens when you get engrossed into another culture. And so we not only send young girls over to Morocco, but we also ask those that go over to be host families for Moroccan girls who come back. So in that way, they can share their personal experience being in a new culture, acclimating to a new culture, the challenges and demands that that places on a person, and how that has expanded their way of knowing.
So what do these young women learn from one another? Does the experience change them?
Well, AMI is in in its infancy, really. The first student exchange program did not happen until just a few years ago. But we are putting together a program so that we track these young women from as they progress in their own careers, because a big emphasis of this program is that they look at those skills that can enhance their lives in the world, being that we're such a global economy now. And those skills are maths and sciences. Microsoft is a big supporter of AMI. And so we try to expose them to the kinds of things that will make them strong leaders and also great ambassadors of each country's, whether it be United States or Morocco.
Yeah. It will be really interesting to see over time if lasting friendships come of this exchange program.
Well, definitely friendships. In fact, since this came from Amir bringing school supplies over to an exchange, to host families, then actually getting into government, Issaquah is now the sister city of Chefchaouen, Morocco. And again, this was instituted by such a simple process of wanting to make a difference. And Iman didn't care whether she was small, whether she was young. She wanted to make a difference, and it just shows to us that we can.
Yeah.
And so now they're putting, we're doing webcams with schools in Morocco as well as schools here in Issaquah, Washington, so that they can literally have a closer connection, whether they're in the literal exchange program or purely with the educational aspect of it.
Okay, so then now AMI is also touching the lives of the families and the larger communities of these girls.
Oh, definitely so. Not only the families, but the governments and the art exchanges are being done with the art societies in each country. So it just keeps expanding, expanding, expanding like a rock thrown into a pond.
Mm.
And it's just totally amazing to me how this spreads and how people really are anxious to be a part to make a difference. You know, it's not that we don't look at that which hurts and that which is a need in our world. That's important to do. But it's also vitally important to look at what's good in our society and what we need to be able to continue to encourage and develop. And so that's what's really important for AMI, is that we're trying to do that, and we try to institute that in the girls when they go over. It's not just a fun trip. They're hosted by families. They go and help at charitable events in each country. So they get an idea of how they can be true ambassadors of this program.
Now, when the American girls come back home and the Moroccan girls go back home, what kinds of things do they say about what they learned, what the experience meant to them?
I think what really surprises them is how they are so similar. They may have slight differences here and there, but it's always, it comes back down to not only how similar it is, but how they want to use this educational component that we're trying to emphasize to further their lives, to make a difference and to make it better for not only themselves, but the other people in their life. And I think the example of Iman has shown that it makes no difference on what stature they are, or how much influence they think they do or do not have. It gives them this wonderful element of hope and a great example of when parents and children pull together. It was part of Iman's wish. It was part of her family's support that really started making things happen.
How did you become involved?
Well, actually, I heard about the organization once I moved here to Washington and set up my practice here, and I was so impressed by not only the wonderful dedication of the board members who do so voluntarily without pay and put in a lot of hard time and hours in order to get this going. They all their fundraising is 100% towards their cause, and you just can feel the excitement and the love of what they're doing, and I think that is so rare in so many organizations that it was very much an attractive, attracting point for me.
Yeah. What's on the horizon for the organization now?
Well, I think we're going to further AMI. Our prime focus is always the students and that component of it, but the idea of cultural understanding is being expanded through the arts and through various governmental programs. We had a delegation that came just 2 weeks ago from Chef Shawan, installed a beautiful Moroccan door in City Hall in Issaquah, and they went to Olympia, dealt with some of the governmental associates. It's expanding out into so many different avenues that it gives us more opportunity to give to the girls.
And what has Issaquah, Washington sent to Morocco, to its sister city?
Well, they sent a sculpture back uh-huh. with the delegation. And I'm sure there are going to be other gifts sent over once the dust kind of settles and people get back to their normal lives.
Yeah. Now, Iman Bilali is a remarkable young woman. Does she have an idea what she'd like to do when she finishes her schooling? And I assume that's why we're now talking with her today, that she's in school.
That's right. And just as her parents are dedicated to the idea of education and excellence, they guard that very religiously in regard to her education and her focus. But she also has expressed an interest in psychology,
mm-hmm.
and she's also a violinist. So I think at this point in time, there are many things that Iman is interested in. Her focus right now is getting to college and staying involved with the group here.
Yeah, well, we wish her and you and the organization all the best.
Thank you very much. And if anybody wants to know more about AMIE, it is amieonline.org.
Okay, very good. AMIE.org.
And we'll AMIE online.
Online. Oh, okay.
.org. Okay. And they can learn all about the particulars about the organization as well as contribute time and effort if they would like to be a part of it.
Okay, very good. And we'll put a link to that website on our website, will.illinois.edu.
Wonderful.
Dr. Blair, thank you very much for talking with me this afternoon.
Thank you.
The American-Moroccan International Exchange, founded in 2004 by then 12-year-old Moroccan-American Iman Bilali. The organization brings teens from the U.S. and Morocco together to promote cultural awareness and understanding, one host family and one student at a time. My guest in this portion of the program was Shirley Blair. She's a psychologist and the vice president of AMIE. And my thanks this afternoon to Martha Deal, who is producing this series of interviews.